Welcome to a spooky edition of the Revengerists podcast of stuff. Along with Freshman Penicillin, Dr. Tasty,
Spooky Podcast,
Commodore Bob.
Welcome
to
Hello.
The Southside Santa.
I am so pissed off that all you guys are not dressed up like me again this year.
Bob, off.
Oh, look behind you.
And El Cocho.
Boo.
So, it's Halloween's again. It's the most hallowed of Ween.
Oh, yeah. Really looking forward to the Black Sabbath.
And you don't mean the band?
No, as far as I'm aware, they're not together anymore. Dio's dead. Ozzy's doing his own thing.
It is Halloween, so they might engage in some kind of necromancy to bring.
True.
And there was a man in a cemetery recently in Britain. He's from Portsmouth. He was arrested for hanging out in a cemetery and pretending to be a ghost. He was drunk. I don't know if he's... It doesn't say if he's wearing a sheet over his head or not, but he was a drunk 24-year-old, Anthony Stollard, who would throw himself around, waving his arms... at two people who were mourning at a grave and going, "Woo!" according to prosecutors. So that happened.
Sounds legit.
Is that illegal?
I don't think
that's illegal.
Yeah, I don't know what. I mean, I guess public drunkenness is illegal.
Also, mocking ghosts, that's just not nice. It's impolite.
No, it's a dick move. Well, I don't know if it's really illegal.
There, you know, ghosts have a lot of things to say. He doesn't sound like an actual ghost to me.
Yeah, and can I also, before we jump too far into the story, can I just say, the puns that writers, like this writer at the Huffington Post, try to make, it's just so... despite his attempt to be a free spirit, like, that's not even, I don't understand. Stupid.
It turns out that the Huffington Post was the scariest one of all.
That's the moral of the story. But I mean, like, it is offensive not only to the people trying to mourn, but also to ghosts.
I think they prefer to be called transparent Americans.
Well, this is
in England.
Oh.
I forgot. Here's how the article starts. What a ghouligan. Get it? Get it?
Gooligan's Island?
No, he's like a hooligan. He had a G at the beginning. He's a ghouligan.
A ghouligan. A ghoul isn't a ghost. He's just getting this all wrong.
This situation is very grave.
Is that one you or was that one?
That one was me.
That was better than what was in the article.
Yeah, I know. Slightly.
I'm surprised it isn't in the article.
The cemetery was one of his regular haunts. You could say that he was dressing up and pretending to be a ghost.
No.
You could even say that he had drank too much alcohol.
Alcohol.
Spooky alcohol.
There's a pun in there about spirits. He was drunk. They didn't go for that one. I guess they really wanted the more sophisticated readers. That's why.
Right.
Man, I mean, we've gotten into a lot of trouble on holidays by... pretending to be various metaphysical creatures while intoxicated. So, I don't want to condemn him too harshly, but don't do it in front of people who are mourning.
Okay, hold on. Because I know this person that drives around in ambulances, and they'll pull up to people that are, like, jogging or mourning or whatever, anyone they see in a graveyard that they just feel like driving through. In an ambulance, and then just look out the window at them and go, "Oh my god, am I too late?"
Well, that's a little clever, at least. Yeah.
I've always wanted to see an ambulance driver with enough of a sense of humor to have, like, one of those fake limbs hanging from the back door.
Right.
But that'll offend the old people.
Worse than putting, tombstones in the cafeteria to decorate for Halloween.
That's just like a quick reminder.
Yes, this is your next stop.
This is what we're going to kill you with.
Well, We'll talk more probably about different ghosts and ghouls, but there's another creature that someone claims to have seen recently. A cryptid, a cryptozoological oddity, if you will. And this story comes from the exotic land of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. An author, a researcher, screenwriter, and guy who's totally honest about everything, Keith Schneidak, writes that in August of this year, he witnessed, using, I guess, night vision cameras, and he's gotten amazing images of a gnome.
Whoa!
Yeah, a real, live, very blurry gnome.
Any chance it was riding a fox?
I don't know that it was, or that it had, you know, nice music, or the voice of Tom Bosley, but he does say that it had a pink pig-like face, bulbous black eyes, and a bizarre coned head. Legs were skinny, and, you know, if this is true, remember that video that came out a few years ago? Of the
one down in Argentina?
Yeah, the Argentinian gnome, which, you know, I thought was kind of out of there.
That one looked more like a leprechaun.
But he had a cone head.
Yeah. Maybe he was from France.
Could be, yeah, he comes from France. There's a whole discussion here on earthfiles.com about this, and, like, I don't know if they're trying to organize some kind of hunting party to go after this gnome. I bring this up because people seem to think of gnomes as, like, nice, pleasant, happy, helpful, if reclusive, folk. But we here at the Revengerists know that they're actually incredibly deadly.
They're knife-wielding psychopaths that run around and chop your head off.
You see a gnome.
They file their teeth into sharp points.
Yeah, they actually don't run. Just stay completely still. The gnome doesn't see you. Unless they start to, like, slowly circle you.
Those goddamn little...
Yeah. They know every tree in the forest, so...
Climb a tree.
Once they figure out that you're not a tree...
You're kind of screwed.
Yeah.
Now then again, remember, there are gnomes of many different sizes, too.
Yeah. I once saw, like, an 8-foot gnome. This is from earthfiles.com, which is the website of Linda Moulton Howell, so...
Wasn't she Clara in Back to the Future?
No, I think she was the Crypt Keeper.
I thought that was a Muppet. There was an unemployed gnome that lived on my back porch for a while.
He didn't kill everybody?
No, he just mostly slept.
I remember once reading about some scientists that had got some gnome blood and now tracking it in a genome.
Yeah, that'd be some very interesting research. I'd love to read the paper on that.
Are we facing... the gnomening?
Didn't a gnome get into the compound one time and we had to fry it with lasers?
Nothing could slip through our security, especially something small. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I guess so.
But didn't they make a horror movie about a gnome at one point or another?
Chucky.
The Leprechaun?
Dr. Tasty's. Jerk who needs to be punched in the face.
Jerk in the face or something. Horror movies, really, when you think about it, they're not that scary.
Yeah, they don't really threaten the likes of us.
I mean, I've seen a lot of horror movies, and they're really disappointing. I was expecting to be frightened, or that whatever that feeling is where people are scared and
heart palpitations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a heart attack. But that never happens. What the fuck?
But what movies are you watching?
Like Big or Turner and Hooch.
So they're all Tom Hanks movies.
Forrest Gump, Castaway.
That one was scary.
Castaway was kind of scary. It was also a little scary in Apollo 13 if he was going to make it back or not. Cause...
I mean, those are more like worry movies.
Am I going to get off this island? I'm kind of worried. But I'm doing okay now.
Am I going to get off this spaceship? I'm kind of worried. But I'm doing okay now.
Am I going to get small again? I mean, I wish to be big, so I guess it's all good.
Yeah. Horror movies, like those ones about the dreams or the guy in the hockey mask.
Horror movies have forgotten how to, like, create a mood and tell a story and scare people. It's a lot of just making people jump. Jump.
Yeah, it's like a lot of security camera footage now. And it's like, dude, if you're going to have a documentary, at least have some narration or something.
If you want to just make the equivalent of what horror movies are now, why put any budget into it and hire actors? Just, like, film some pots and pans falling on the ground. That's startling.
Whoa!
That's what I mean. Like, they're not scary movies, they're startle movies.
Yeah.
Or have, like, 5 minutes of a black screen, and then it goes white!
White, truly the scariest color.
We could make a horror movie. We could just have El Cocho jump up from out of the shot into the shot.
Well, what I was expecting was that the movie would have put me into a precarious situation or tried to kill the people that was watching. That's what my impression was, but I was severely disappointed.
There are horror movies that are still pretty good, but you got to go outside the United States and, like,
Japan and Korea specifically. Mm-hmm. Make some good.
I mean, I'm not even into scary movies, really. It sounds like Dr. Tasty isn't either.
No. I mean, I don't get scared ever, but...
But you were curious to know what all the fuss was about, right?
Yeah, and they're dumb, and people are into them, and I just don't get it. And they've failed to deliver. That's why horror movies are Dr. Tasty's jerk who needs to be punched in the face of the ween.
What are you going to do to him?
I've punched other things in the face that weren't people, so...
I think maybe we should try to raise the bar a little bit. Like, maybe we could, I don't know, we could, like, come up with our own scary stories.
That's a good idea. They could have suspense and actually frightening things in them.
Like, all black for 5 minutes, and then it changes to white.
I heard of that somewhere.
That was a classic idea. I think we should get on that.
Or make it quiet. And then loud.
And then loud!
Yeah, stuff like that. But I mean more like when you'd go to camp and you'd sit around the campfire regaling each other with scary stories.
Sure, why not?
Yeah, let's light some of this stuff on fire.
Sure. Well, like right in this room?
Yeah, like this coffee table.
alright, well. Yeah, okay.
Here, I got a
I don't have anywhere to put my coffee now, but alright.
This is happening now. You don't need coffee, you need marshmallows.
Cocoa and marshmallows.
So, who wants to go first?
Well, I have a horror story.
Yeah?
That I just thought of. Yeah. So, let's all sit down while I tell you this scary tale. It's called A Guy with a Hook.
You need to put the flashlight under your face.
No, under like shining face. On. Like shining
there
up
you,
on
there
it?
You, yeah, like right there. You got it.
Oh.
Yeah.
The Guy with a Hook.
It's already 100% scarier.
Okay. So, imagine a man and a woman, and they're together, and they're driving at night, and they go on this old road, and they stop for a minute, and the girl says, "Isn't this that road where the other couple got murdered last year?" And the guy says, "Yeah, I heard about that. It was a guy with a hook. He murdered them with a hook." And they also comment on how it's weird that he only kills couples. But they ignored that, and the guy continued driving on the old road. And they kept driving, and they saw nothing. And they got to a spot, and his truck broke down. And the girl got scared, and she said, what's going to happen now? And the guy says, "Well, I'm gonna leave the truck, and I'm going to try finding the nearest town, and I'm going to get some help. You stay here.
It's a terrible idea.
In the truck. You'll be all right." So he gets out and he leaves. And the girl's sitting in the truck. First, she's okay. And then as time goes by, maybe like 10 minutes, she starts getting scared. She's wondering where her boyfriend's at. All of a sudden, she hears this noise. This like scraping noise. Getting closer and closer. And she's afraid to leave the car. She's afraid to leave this truck. And the scraping noise keeps getting louder. And then suddenly, she sees on the windshield, there's blood and it's dripping on the windshield. So she locks the doors and kind of huddles down in the truck. and the blood keeps dripping, and it's getting worse. And then suddenly a body falls on the truck, on the windshield.
Is it startling?
Yes. No. But she looks at the body, and it's not her boyfriend. It's just someone else in, like, a weird trench coat and a sailor hat. She's like, what the fuck? And then as she's looking, a person appears in the passenger side window. It's her boyfriend. He's like, get out of the car. So she gets out of the car, and she's like, what the fuck is going on? Who is this guy? And he's like, look, babe, I was out walking, and this guy with the hook tries to kill me, but I beat him up. But it turned out I beat him up a little too much, and he's dead. So, but we gotta do something with the body. So she calms down. She's like, okay. How'd you beat him? He has a hook, and he's like, don't you remember that I'm really good at martial arts? And I spent a lot of time practicing martial arts. They're like, all right. So they go and they bury the body. They're like, okay. But they see a cop, and they're like, oh, we gotta get away from here. So they run up into the truck, and as they're getting in, the boyfriend accidentally spills the Doritos! The girlfriend gets pissed off that he spilled the Doritos, and it turns out she was a vampire the whole time!
No!
Take note, Hollywood directors.
Bunch of schmucks.
Who has another haunting story?
Mine's based on a true event that happened to me. So years ago, when I was like 4 years old, my family and I were living in this house, and some crazy stuff just started coming out of the television, and it turns out there were spirits, and it turns out that our house was built over an old cemetery. They never moved the body. And then like 2 weeks later, there was an alien invasion in our small town, and it turned out these aliens were clowns harvesting my neighbors and family for their cotton candy cocoons.
What?
Yeah, it was fucking crazy.
Clowns are always scary. You're always going to get people with clowns.
And clowns from outer space eating people, turning them into cotton candy cocoons. It was the most craziest fucking thing happened. Then finally, we moved from that house, but then we moved into another place, and then for my brother's 5th birthday, he gets this big Teddy Ruxpin kind of doll thing. Turns out this thing's possessed. It was possessed and killed like the babysitter and killed the random TV repair guy who showed up randomly. But none of the family. We stopped the doll from there. But then 2 weeks after that, you know, I had to deal with, you know, moving to Santa Carla, and this whole place is just run by zombies.
Wait, it's run by zombies? Like they make up the city council and school board?
Yeah, there was. And the leader of the was named Bud the Chud.
It's a terrible name.
Then it all came out clear about a month or two later, because that's when Harry met Sally.
You see, this is the type of horror we're talking about.
That's
like
constant.
Stuff Hollywood would never touch.
That doesn't let up his whole
that was,
life.
That was just unrelenting horrible. Like, just a bunch of stories strung together.
It's in a haunted house, attacked by killer clowns from outer space, killer dolls chasing us, and then living in a town run by zombies.
Wow.
You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about.
Those sounds like some amazing adventures in babysitting.
Crazy you would say that. I did have a crazy adventure with a babysitter of mine that involved a Playboy and an old blues bar.
I heard the babysitter lost you kids. And you
see that? Lost Boys, that triggers another one. That happened to me as well. Vampires.
Vampires?
Yeah, vampires like punk kids riding motorcycles. They tried to get my older brother to join them, but he almost converted, but then we stopped in time.
Commodore Bob, do you have a scary story?
Well, the story takes place about 200 years. It's about this old frontier town. There was a woman, and she had 10 kids, and her husband died, and the second husband, once she remarried, the second husband, and the wife agreed that the one child needed bumped off. Well, he killed the child, and he was hung for it. So she vowed revenge upon his death, and started killing her kids, one by one. So bumping off, you know, him, and then probably about 8, she was caught. She was hanged for a murder, and she was buried, and then child number 7 got severely sick and died quickly. And then the next kid, same thing happened, got really sick, died off. So they went to the cemetery at night, and they dug up the body. There was blood all around her eyes and her mouth and her hands. Her hair was longer. They assumed she was a witch, so they chopped her head off and buried her again. Then another child got sick. So the next day they went back and dug up the body, and the head was reattached. So then they chopped her head off, and they threw it outside the cemetery. And then I grabbed it the other week, and, your courage, I want you to do something with this head.
What? Oh. What, are you gonna do something?
Yeah, I went back and grabbed it.
Oh.
I think you could do something with it.
Thanks.
Hey, it reattaches itself to bodies. You'd think they'd figure that out after the first time.
What town did you say she was buried in?
I don't know.
Ah!
We'll have...
We don't know what town! It could be your town!
Or your town!
It was or somewhere townville.
Well, Dekirsch, you could use that in some of your dark rituals.
Yeah, probably get a couple of shavings. You know, just the zest.
Do you have a story?
Well, since Bob Coffey told a story about his childhood, and by the way, I'm glad that you're here with us now instead of living in any of those horrible places.
Yeah, live in this horrible place.
But at least it's not run by zombies. Well, around 200 years ago, this actually happened to me. Or 300. Never mind, it wasn't me, it was somebody I knew. A friend. A friend of a friend. Anyhow, a dark, unseasonable, and inclement storm began and forced my ship to dock. I found myself in an old port town. The salty sea town was showing signs of neglect, decrepitude, and general crapulence. My waiter at lunch said the train stopped passing because nobody wanted to go there because it fucking sucked. It was like the shittiest town I've ever been in. Cut off from the rest of the state and didn't get any funding for services anymore, and like the social workers all went home. Well, the hotel was really nice, but it was kind of like what my great-great-great-grandmother would have. But it was really comforting and reminded me of Nana, so I tried to sleep, but it was so hot and sticky from the storm. Every time I closed my eyes, I had these terrible visions. Dark, horrible things. My bones ached for the solid ground, so I found myself walking through the many old corridors of this aged village on the sea. The moon was shining through the clouds sickly green. As I walked, the abandoned storefronts replaced by crumbling wooden homes and stone walls and what was, I guess, was like the fancy part of town where the rich people lived. But there are no street signs or gas lamps. My friend was walking through this town, my friend. And, the streets were completely empty and there was nobody about, not a soul. Come to think of it, I hadn't even seen a dog, like, the whole time I was there. And, occasionally I thought I saw, like, faces looking out from curtains, but I just figured it was my imagination. Then I noticed, like, there was no brickwork in any of the walls. It was all just one rock, and it all glimmered with otherworldly moonlight.
Moonlight.
I tried to find my way back to the hotel, but I couldn't see anything but stone walls. Everywhere I looked was stone walls. I ran and found myself in the stone corridor with rotting stuff dripping from the walls, fungus. It smelled like the ocean in there, like low tide at the pier. And then I saw them, robed figures, never meant to be seen with human eyes, carrying scarlet candelabras, others dragging heavy sacks behind them, chanting.
Gorn, Lord, clap to Geth, Geth, Geth.
Ancient words, too horrible to relay, ones I had never heard uttered and curdled my soul with the incense of disgust. Their intentions dark and oozing with deleterious, darkening darkness. My curiosity had gotten better of me. I followed them, ensuring I stayed well hidden in the shadows. but soon the tunnels turned into stairwells. There was a stairwell that led to what appeared to be a church with the pews pushed all back, where, like, everybody sat, it was all, like, pushed to the side. And there's a great big sigil on the floor with pentagrams and strange symbols.
It's like somebody's mead folder in middle school.
Like that, but even eviler.
Oh my god.
And darker.
Nothing's scarier than a bunch of middle schoolers' drawings.
It's true. All right, keep going. I gotta know more.
Circle around this great sign, cloaked figured revels donning hideous masks and swaying and chanting with great fervor. Bags piled in the center, twitching morbidly and spasmodically, the chanting swelling, and the specter of the grand cephalopodan cyclops began forming, clawing in convulsive and epileptic madness, writhing, or as a fog that rose from the sigil, they were summoning this thing. And as it rose, it lifted one of the bags, and from the bag fell the final remains of my waiter, who had given me really good soup, and I had given him a really good tip. Quickly, I turned to run, but to this very day, it clings to my heels. But I can only guess as to what I saw that night as I crossed madness and staggered out the other side.
Wait.
And you wasted your tip money, because that guy died.
I know, I didn't even have a chance to get it back.
Also, why don't you just change your shoes? If it's still on your heels.
It clings to his heels, yeah.
Like, dude, just change your shoes.
Were you barefoot?
It wasn't me, it was my friend.
Oh, I see.
I don't know. A friend of a friend.
Yeah.
Like my grandfather's friend.
So, something happened to a friend of my friend, but it wasn't, like, a long time ago. This, like, just happened. Guys, this is in the news. There was these news reports, you may remember, of, like, that guy who was up for parole after he was skinned to a long prison term for manslaughter. He killed a guy and five ladies. They couldn't prove he killed the five ladies because they didn't have evidence of it, but he was, like, you know, clever. But he did kill a guy out of jealousy. He gets jealous over these ladies, then he just kills people. It's actor Idris Elba, by the way. But he was denied parole because one of the guys, people that were deciding his parole, were like, no, he's a narcissist. He can't be let out. He's lying right now. He's not reformed. So they don't let him out. But on a dark and stormy night, he escapes because he shoots one of the guards as he's being driven. And then the other guard is like, well, I'll let you... he was sympathetic before. He's like, this guy actually might be innocent. But then he's like, put down the gun. And the guard's like, he doesn't want to put down the gun. He's like, put down the gun, I'll let you both live. And then the sympathetic guard puts the gun down and he kills them both. He kills them both. He doesn't let even the good one live. So then he's like walking through the rain and he gets to this lady's house. Well, this lady previously had been having issues with her husband. Like, she's the one taking care of the babies and he's never around. And he's going for a long trip somewhere. And then she's like, I love you. When he's walking out the door, he's like, yeah, I love you. Right? So he's a dick and he's gone. But this dude, the scary dude, Idris Elba, shows up and knocks on her door. And she opens the door, and he's kind of charming at first. And he's like, oh, my car's broken down. I had a crash. I need help. And she's like, well, I'm going to get the phone for you. I'm not going to let you in, which was smart, right? So she gets him the phone, and he makes his call. And then when she comes back, he's like, oh, I got to wait in the tow truck. So she offers to let him stay, and
wait, are you talking about that TV show Luther?
Yeah, that guy. The guy who was in that.
Oh.
And The Wire, yeah.
Yeah, you kept saying his name, so.
Yeah, that's the same Idris Elba, yeah. But he was going to this house, and he's like, a million foot four. And this little lady, she's like, you know, she's a tiny little thing. She's tiny, so. You would think he's any minute he's just going to push past the door and knock her down, but he doesn't do that. He just, like, kind of charms his way in, and then he's inside the house, and it's kind of creepy, like, why is he in the house? But he's, like, he's being cool, and then he tells her that he's a neighbor, like he lives in the neighborhood, and he just, you know, mentions some road. Well, this lady's friend shows up, who happens to be a real estate agent in the area, and they're chatting, and it comes out in the conversation that he doesn't know anything about the neighborhood, so she's suspicious, right? So when they're alone, they go and have a cigarette, and she starts asking more questions about him, and then she basically starts to say, "Hey, you're full of shit." He just fucking like crushes her head. He just grabs her head in his hands and smashes it. Right? It's fucking awesome. And then he throws it on the side, and she's dead. And then he comes back in, and that's when things like really start to get crazy.
Are you reading this on your phone?
Well, yeah, I mean, the story is so complex, and there's so much going on, and you had to get all the ideas down.
Let me see that.
Okay.
That's IMDb.
Well, yeah, I mean, I didn't have a scary story, so I just found one. Everyone else had a scary story, I didn't have one.
So that's what you're doing on your phone this whole time.
Well, literally the last kind of scary movie that I saw.
But it says right here that it's a crime thriller. And it's PG-13. Seriously? PG-13.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a point in the movie like where he's going to rape her and then he doesn't. And it's PG-13 because there's actually no like real threat or risk or anything.
It only has 5 out of 10 stars.
Oh, yeah, it's a horrible movie. It's terrible. You're laughing the entire time because it's not scary. It's just funny.
Not very scary.
Not at all. No, it's a horrible movie.
It is a horror movie.
It's a horrible movie. In the end, it turns out that he wasn't trying to terrorize this lady and, like, home invasion her. He was just trying to get to her husband because her husband has been cheating on her with this guy's girlfriend that was supposed to wait for him to get out of prison. But instead, they were having sex. And you don't find that out to the end. I also saw this movie about Dracula recently.
Now,
I think it was the true version of Dracula, though, because
the true untold version of Dracula.
It was titled Dracula Unnecessary, and it was about the historical Dracula.
You know, there was a movie not long ago about an army of Frankensteins that I can't even say it without laughing. who fought an army of gargoyles.
Gargoyles?
Like from
it was called gargoyles? It was called I, Frankenstein.
Were they like living stone gargoyles or were they like alive animal bat?
They were like hybrid. Both. I never saw the movie, but I saw previews and they're like both. They're like stone gargoyles and also people.
Were they all? Was it just like made by Apple?
Was it?
That's
was
what
it
I was wondering.
Was it a Deke cartoon?
Was it a sci-fi movie?
Yeah, you know, that story I told. That's the kind of thing that Hollywood producers wouldn't have the guts to create into a movie.
You were clearly reading that from IMDb.
No, we're telling scary stories because the Hollywood movies aren't, you know, giving us the quality of these kind of scary stories anymore, and they should, because there are several points in that movie where jump up and, like, suddenly you're startled.
It sounds like they did have the guts to make that movie and, like, did it.
Yeah, but...
Because you're reading the plot summary.
But I bet they won't make a sequel. Because he dies at the end. She kills him. He's dead.
Well,
he's dead at the end, by the way. That happens. They're
has
fighting
that stopped
and he's gonna
them
kill her.
Before?
Well, maybe he'll come back.
Well, there's that movie about that comedian who wears a mask and kills people. Mike Myers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I Married an Axe Murderer.
No, that movie where he wears the weird white mask and he goes around trying to kill his sister.
Yeah, it's a racist movie.
How I Married the Axe Murderer and its sequel, Halloween, because that's whenever the tables turn, and he turns out to be the axe murderer.
The whole time!
That's the plot twist.
The whole time.
The whole time.
El Cocho, do you have a scary story?
I do have a scary story. One night, my eyes filled with tears as I sat next to the ghost of my sister. I tried not to listen to the threats she whispered, trying to ignore her as she explained all the horrible ways she could kill me.
Oh, boo-hoo.
You're not real. You're not real. I repeated this to myself, turning it into a small chant. No! She shrieked. You killed me! My sister crossed the room as my chant continued. Stopped only when my sister came back to me. A smile on her face. The smell of rotting flesh became toxic as she leaned close to me. Her face started to boil. The rotting flesh smelled, put it out by the smell of pus. Her boils burst, sprayed my face with spiders. My sister's skin was in strips, hanging off her now visible skull. My mouth opened in a silent scream. I was unable to close it. Even when I felt tickling sensation on my face, spiders crawled down my face to the still open mouth, making me gag as they started to make their way down my throat. Wake up! I heard. And there was Santa. You have to pay the gas bill.
Ooky gas bill.
Ah,
it was the gas bill the whole time that made me have a nightmare. Sister.
That story gave me goosebumps.
You mean that girl sitting next to you?
Did that really happen, Okocho? Is there a ghost in the compound?
I don't know. Maybe she has her mythic friend over there. I think she is.
Do we have a gas bill?
We have a gas leak. Is that why Coco's falling asleep and having weird visions all the time?
I knew what I saw, damn it.
Does actually have to need to breathe.
How would a ghost get through our security anyways? I don't even... That's ridiculous. A ghost couldn't get in here, you guys.
Yeah. Not even a class 5.
It's definitely not haunting our food. It's like fucking flip out.
Getting ectoplasm all over.
Santa, do you have a scary story?
So, you guys have been talking about all these horror stories. So I have a horror story, you know. It's from the Best of Forum Letters, the Fine People at Penthouse. It's, it's called a Halloween Harlot. My wife and I spent this Halloween the way we have spent every Halloween for the last 5 years. Rachel dressed up in a sexy, easily removable costume. And around midnight, we go to an adult theater in a nearby town where she ensues an orgy with the horny men there.
Wait. Hold on. Pronounce the type of story that we're reading.
It's a horror for Halloween. You know, a slut.
I don't think you understood the basic premise. I mean, you had Halloween in there.
But
you went
then
to a theater. Sometimes scary things happen in theaters.
And then you told us about couples.
But I don't think you were. It was this is a scary story so much as like a sexy romp.
Yeah, I mean, there's like an orgy, and like she's chugging all these guys' dick like right in front of her husband and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And she gets like a bunch of dick up in her.
And he can't have. And yeah, he's not part of it, right? That's the.
Right. Yeah. I think he beats off.
That's the horror part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, this is something that they've been doing for years.
Does like a mass killer come in at any point, or
just a bunch of dick?
Like haunted dick?
Nope, just random creepy guy at a sex store.
Is one of them a ghost, or
when they ejaculate, do ghosts come out?
Nope, just regular cum.
No ectoplasm.
I mean, it's slimy.
Is it
turned
into a vampire?
Or a werewolf? Or a mummy?
There isn't anything about, like, gonorrhea or anything that's, like, coming out green from the guy's dick. Like, that might be kind of scary.
And then they all got gonorrhea! There you go. There it is.
A good old adult theater.
I heard of a story about a guy who got cursed. So that every time he ejaculated, the ghost of his grandpa would show up to gleefully swallow his load.
That'll stop you. So kids, don't masturbate.
Right, yeah. Well, like, here's the thing. Was his grandfather actually gay, or like...
No, he just was shaming him. He didn't want him to do that, so...
Just the curse.
Also, some ghosts are cum ghosts.
It does happen.
No more.
Coming and going.
It's more likely to happen if you're wearing period garb.
Yeah, I would dwell more on the different scary aspects of these stories, but it seems that the fire has spread to most of the room, and we should probably start to think about doing something about that.
It's fine, it's just fire.
We'll just go to another room.
So the podcast
Santa Claus gave me
us.
This fire extinguisher for Christmas, but
what year?
Fuck if I know. I don't even know where it is. I put it in my closet.
If people want to find out more about monsters and mythical beasts, they can do so at revengerous.wikia.com. There's lots of spooky things on there.
And go.
And if they want to get a hold of us, Dirkirsch, what do they do?
They could shoot us an email at info@revengerous.com or our ask page on Tumblr.
And Santa, do you have a product?
Of course I have a product this week. Well,
kind of.
I have a location. It's a, it's a business. It's the B-52 Club. It's in Romania. It's a nightclub. And I've never been there, but they tell me it's nice. From what I understand, they have, in the men's room, urinals, you know. But instead of just, like, a white thing that you pee in, all the urinals are shaped like women's mouths.
What? It's horrible.
Yeah.
Why would you, want that?
That's awful. Don't go to this place. It's a bunch of weirdos.
Well, like, it's not
I
like,
thought it was...
Do they have, like, a little balloon that's sort of, like, inflates while you're
I thought he was going to tell me it was, like, a new wave music bar.
No, I mean, I watched a video online of them just setting fires out on their bar.
By peeing on them?
No, like, they set, like, you know, it's like, here's a flaming shot.
Oh, yeah, because peeing on them would be unsafe.
Like, reach high.
Well, speaking of fires we have to put out, we should probably start drinking.
Bacon liqueur shots for everyone!
Alright, happy Halloween, and what else do we always tell them?
If we can't save you,
you're haunted.
Spooky thing.
Haunted and or fucked.
Haunted fuck.
Some ghosts are cum ghosts.